What an atmosphere. Please find a place to sit if you have a seat. But make sure your eyes are fixed on God tonight. God is going to touch your life in a special way. I want to ask the ushers who are standing to please find a place to sit at this time. It's my joy to welcome BDR to bless us with a song before we receive the evangelist tonight. Do you believe Jesus loves you? Tonight I'm excited to introduce the man who is going to speak about Jesus to us. You will feel Jesus' power tonight. You will feel Jesus' love tonight. And your life will never be the same again. Situngwiza, are you ready to receive Jesus' words? Let's rise to our feet and receive the man God is using tonight. Evangelist Dadua Mills.
Nothing is impossible. lift your hands, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Touch every heart today. Touch every life today. Touch every life today. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. We bind demons and demon activities by the name and the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into this atmosphere. We arrest witchcraft powers in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for healing tonight. Thank you for salvation tonight. We are grateful for your presence. Send many angels into Chitungwiza tonight. In the name of Jesus. We receive your angels. We receive your Holy Spirit. We receive your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is your night for great miracles. I said tonight is your night for great miracles. Are you expecting great miracles tonight? No one is going to leave this place the same. God's power is here. Anyone who is here is going home in a different way from how you came here. Whatever curse is following you, tonight, it will drop off your feet in the name of Jesus. Whatever demon is following you closely, tonight it is cut off from your life in the name of Jesus. Tonight, whatever problem has not been solved for a long time, it is solved tonight in Jesus' name. Tonight, when you go back to your house, whatever is tormenting you in the house, when you get there, it will bow to you in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Jesus. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
It's a healing Jesus. I love Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. First of all, I want to thank the chairman of the board of trustees and the pastors committee, the chairman, and all the pastors of Chitungwiza for welcoming us to your wonderful city. God bless you, sir, and says, if you have not welcomed us, we could not be here. So we thank you. And my prayer is that Chitungwiza will never be the same because your ministries are going to the next higher level in Jesus' name.
Chairman Vedu, the Central Planning Committee. Uye zvakare nevafundisi vose tinokupai ruremekedzo. Tinoti Chitungwiza izorambe yakadaro nekuti makereke enyu ari kuendeswa pane chimwe chinano nezita raJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
We also want to thank our governmental representatives here our provincial minister for religious affairs who just spoke to us. We are not sure whether she's a pastor or she's a minister. I think she's wearing two hats at the same time. So she was almost preaching tonight. And she realized that I was here, that she has to give me a chance to preach. Why don't you put your hands together for her? She has been a great support to this Healing Jesus campaign. She came to meet me at the airport. She came to meet me herself to welcome me to Zimbabwe. And she has welcomed the Healing Jesus campaign throughout and given great support. So we thank her, and we know that she's representing the government. So we also thank the government, because how many know that a government is a very powerful thing? It's not easy to fight a government. Most people discover that it's not easy. Even Bill Gates, when he fought U.S. government, he lost, even though he's the richest man in the world. So if the government say no crusade, there's no crusade. So clap for the government. They have allowed the gospel to be preached. Amen.
Regai ticherechedze une kuremekedza vamiririri muhurumende vari pano. Totenda na minister vakanogamuchira mvangeri pachavo iwo pa airport. Mazvona pakuparidza kuti kuti ndi minister, ndi mufundisi. Ha, zvinenge dzaita nguwani mbiri pamunhu mumwe chete. Totenda nehurumende munozati ikati hakuna zvakadaro. Zvinongofarana zvakadaro.
Wow. We also want to thank the other representatives. Our senator is here. Our member of parliament is here. And also Dr. Mulea, who has been following the campaign and ensuring everything goes on well on behalf of the government in every city. Thank you all, and God bless you all for your great support. Please put your hands together for them. I'm telling you, it is a blessing. Amen.
Senator tinokutendai, MP tinokutendai, Dr. Mulea tinokutendai. Aiwo, chaunga, kati sei maoko netsikiro iri kupuwa.
And I want to say something. Jesus said, when you go somewhere and they do not welcome you, you shake the dust and you go. But if they welcome you, you say, my peace be unto you, and you leave the peace of God there. So I want to say that as Healing Jesus campaign has been welcomed into Zimbabwe, the peace of God is coming upon Zimbabwe in the name of Jesus.
Shoko ramwari rinozoti kana maenda kunoparidza mukasakashirwa zunzirai kurura retsoka dzenyu modzokera moenda asinya yaitika pano kuZimbabwe ndeyekuti tagamuchirwa rinozoti kana magamuchirwa rugare rwenyu ngari kugare navo zvino ndinoti rugare ngaruve pamusoro peZimbabwe.
Tonight, I want to preach to you on a very simple topic, and my subject is, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Akofa kamwe chete kana afa kudaro wosanganidzana nokutongwa.
Hey! Hey! It is appointed. It is appointed. That means it is an appointment for man to die. Everybody here has to keep that appointment. Hey!
Shaka totarwa kuti munhu anofa chikaichi Unoto sangana na chochete.
I'm going to explain it to you. This pastor here, the first one, has an appointment to die in the next years to come. I don't know whether this year or in the years to come. But this pastor has an appointment. And this pastor also has an appointment. Look at him. He has an appointment to die sooner or later. Dr. Molea, who has been following us, is also having an appointment in his diary to die. Our chairman has an appointment to die. This wonderful pastor is going to die by all means. Hey, this one has got an appointment to die. Nobody knows the date. This wonderful chairman also has got a clear appointment with a date on it to die. Our wonderful minister who was preaching to us has also got a clear date. She has a date that has been fixed for her to die. This lady who is a prophetess and been preaching, in spite of that, she has a clear date in her diary. She's going to die. And this pastor who's been shouting in the pulpit has another clear date that he has to die by all means, even though he's preaching. Hey!
Chiregai ndizvipe nemucherechedzo. Tiri kuti kwekutanga kuna mufundisi vedwa. Vanotori nezuva rakatarwa uye rinotozikanwa mubhuku raMwari rekuti vachaendako vachatisiya nevanotera nevanotera kusvika nepana vachihera minister. Vanotori neravo zuva rakanyorwa mubhuku naprofetes. Namfundisi oku vanga vachipopota vachiparidza naivo vachati kudupi.
There are some appointments. Somebody says, meet me, and you call and say, you know, I can't make it. Sorry, I can't make it. I won't come.
Pane kumwe kuwirirana kusangana. Kwa unozoti nguva yacho yakunosvika wofona kuti ndine urombo ndichasangana newe. Ndakundikana, ndabatikana, handichasvikiko.
But this appointment, you have to. Turn to the person sitting by you and ask you, so when is your appointment? When is your appointment coming on? Let me tell you something. I want you to listen to this because it may be the most important thing you ever hear in your life. If I don't get a chance to pray for the sick, I prefer to tell you what I'm going to tell you more than praying for you. Listen.
Zvekutoti chakakosha kudarika kukunamatira kwandingazoite nhangwe ndikasakunamatira wanzwa ichi zvako zvaita.
You know, in Ghana and Nigeria, we are near, just like how Zimbabwe and South Africa. And a lot of Nigerians like to employ Ghanaians because Ghanaians are calm, calmer, and sometimes faithful.
Munoona Ghana ne Nigeria vavakidzani sekuvakidzana kwatakaita isu ne South Africa. Saka vanhu veku Nigeria vanofarira kusenzerwa nevanhu veku Ghana nekuti vanhu vane hunhu wakati hwe uye rakati pfavei.
So one day there was in Nigeria a very rich big man, and he employed a Ghanaian as one of his workers and servants, and he has worked with him for many years in Nigeria.
Zino Nigeria wakaita imwe shanguiti witakwi ne mari dzayo yakati chirega nditsvake umwe wekugana angandisenze akasenzerwa kwangu yakareba.
So one day he sent his servant, who is a Ghanaian, to town, to the market, to buy something and to do something. But within 1 hour, the man from Ghana, the servant, was back in the house, and his face was pale, almost white. And the master, the Nigerian big man, asked him, "Why have you come so quickly? You didn't do what I told you to do." And the Ghanaian man was shaking, and he said, "I need to go to Ghana now."
Zvino vakuru ava vekuNigeria vakazotuma musenzi wavo wekuGhana. Vakutuma kuti aende kunoita zvimwe zvinhu. Iye nechimbi chimbi ndokudzoka. Kumeso kwakacheneruka kuti zve ndokubvunzwa kuti ko iwe wakurumidza kudzoka waita here zvakakutuma. Iye waingoenda zvikanzi, ndinoda kuti ndidzokere kuGhana.
The Ghanaian man was shaking. He said, "I need to leave. I need to leave now. I'm going back. Finish. And I need to take a plane right now." And the Nigerian man was, "Why?" But he said, "Okay, this is a good man. He has worked for me so many years. I will help. You can go for holiday. Take money." And he gave him money. "Go to Ghana. This now you can take a flight." So he took a plane. He said, "Go." And he went.
Zvino murume uya Ghana aingoenda zvikanzi nguva iri kundiperera ndofanirwa kuti ndiende zvino nditonokwira ndege ndiende uyu ndokuzorangarira mukuru wekuNigeria zvikanzi akandisenzera zvakanaka saka naizvozvo tora mari uende hako chienda.
Just before he went, the Nigerian man asked the Ghanaian man, "Tell me why you are so frightened. Why are you going to Ghana?" And the Ghanaian man said, "When I went to the market, I saw something." Do you want to know what he saw in the market?
Zvino asati aenda murume wekuNigeria ndokubvunza kuti iwe kutya kwako kwakonzerwa nei zvikanzi pane zvandaona kumusika kwandaenda.
Do you really want to know what he saw at the market?
I'll tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He said, "When I went to the market, I saw death. Death was in the market, and death was staring at me. And I was so frightened. I can't stay in Nigeria again. I am going back to Ghana." So the Nigerian man took some money, and he was very nice. He gave him some dollars and some naira and said, "Okay, go." When the Ghanaian man went to the airport and went, the Nigerian man got angry and said, "Who is this who can frighten my servant? I am going myself to the market to go and see this man myself." Because, you know, he was a very rich, powerful man, and he was not afraid of anything or anybody.
Zvino vakuru vekuNigeria vakationa kuti mushandi aenda vakatsama zvikanzi anomboriani iye kumusika
So the big Nigerian man, rich man, put on his clothes and went to the market. And when he got to the market, he saw death standing over there. Come here, Nera. Come stand here. He saw death right there. And he went to him and said, he's in Nigeria, they are not afraid of anything. He went to him and said, who do you think you are? Do you know me? Do you know me? How can you frighten my servant? Nonsense. Stupid. Foolish. Stupid man. Swine. Hey!
Sino ambra makaka e Nigeria. Yaka tatanyara ichino sika kumusika. Dokuita mawepe ne rufu. Yatarisana na rufu stands. Iwa unoshitani iwe. Unochikisi tiramuranda wangu. Zekaenga. Nununu. Chipukupuku. Ruwe, ruwe. Uyani.
Hey! Listen, shh. After the Nigerian man insulted death, because he was not afraid. Do you know what death told the Nigerian man? Do you want to know what he told him? Are you sure you want to know what he told the Nigerian
man?
He told the Nigerian man, it is nothing. But I had an appointment with your servant in Ghana today, and I don't know what he's doing in Nigeria at this time.
Apeza kunyomba, no kunyomba kwese, ashinyomba rufurufaka zoti unazanya ipo, hapana nyaya, tata katarira nanguwa ne murumeu, kutanga kugana, zino nato katika mara tunaitei kuno Nigeria.
Death was waiting for the man in Ghana. And he had an appointment in Ghana. So even as he was running away from Nigeria, he was going straight to his appointment.
Why not it tuma kusangana na erufu imoma mukana?
Listen, my friend, death is an appointment. Whether you are rich, you are poor. You may be rich like Princess Diana, driving in a bulletproof Mercedes-Benz in the safest city of the world called Paris. Huh? Quiet road in the evening at midnight with your boyfriend. But if you have an appointment, your bulletproof car and your Mercedes Benz and your Paris cannot save you.
In Tukambigan, Ugandaro uri shoroma sa Princess Diana. Uchifamba ne mota ze utefe tefe mishambara. Uri mu mota isinga kone kupindi wakana ne bar. Uru kunyika yakapombo noka. Yakati mwi, zero, tono, inonzi Paris. Uriko zuwa richido rereka. Asikana watu unoeta mawe kwele rufo. Uri mamu utefe tefe, unoti tuma.
Hey! It is appointed. When we were coming to the crusade, there was an accident on the road. And there were several dead bodies lying. Today was their appointment. They had to keep that appointment this evening. Maybe some of them were coming to the crusade, but they had an appointment tonight to go out of this world. One day I was on a plane flying out of Senegal or Mali. Dakar, Senegal. The flight was around 11, and in the middle of the night we were flying. The plane was quiet. And there was an announcement. Is there a doctor on board? If there is a doctor, please, we need a doctor. It was 2 a.m. and I was feeling cold, so I did not answer the call. But they announced again, is there a doctor? And I couldn't hide, and I said, I am here. The lady said, please come. And I followed her. And when I got to the business class, there was a man sitting in his chair like this. It was 2 a.m. The air conditioner was on. He has eaten dinner. His son was sitting by him. He has drunk coffee. He has eaten cake. He has had dessert. And he was sitting like this. And his son said, he's no more talking. He's no more speaking. This is my father. I took my stethoscope. I listened to his heart. No heart. I listened to his pulse. No pulse. I look at his eyes. His eye was like glass. He was gone. He had had an appointment on the aeroplane, Air France. And he was there. Dead. Now the Bible says after this, that man will have judgment.
Shino Bible note. Pangula inenge aitika sezvakaitika kumukuru. Akuchisangana nekutongwa.
When Nelson Mandela died, he went straight for judgment.
Van Nelson Mandela.
Hey! When Princess Diana died in Paris, she went straight to judgment. Straight.
Now Princess Diana, Vashingwanti Pidi Kuti.
Princess Diana had a wardrobe made of 10 houses. 10 houses were keeping her dresses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of dresses. That was her wardrobe. But even the dresses, when she arrived, I don't know what she was wearing for the judgment. I don't know. I wonder what she wore.
Princess Diana, can I talk to her about? Kunare numbi ramnoti wajub. Ravo raive riri. Nema kamuri kumi kuti mozi piri tatu ina shanu. Tana tunome sere kumi. Adi siyama waka no pinga pa kutongwa. Kuti vava kapeka ipi.
Maybe she was wearing a simple dress.
Pamuava kango peka waka chayika.
Yeah, for her judgment.
I wonder.
Because you have to wear something. Jesus told us of a certain rich man. He said there was a certain rich man in purple, clothed in purple like this color. He was wearing purple and fine linen like this. Purple and fine linen. And this rich man was eating very sumptuously every day. Chisanyama, chicken in, pizza in, every day. Fish in. Beautiful. Purple. Purple is the color of a rich man.
Akaisa mushumu, akadini kosose ne hove, zula rimene rimwe raive rendo piro.
Hey! And there was a beggar called Lazarus. Everybody say Lazarus.
Zvino ndokuita umwe mupemi murombo, wainzi Razaro, tese timboti Razaro.
And Lazarus was covered with sores. He had a lot of sores on his leg. All his leg was covered and his body, he was full of sores on his body. And the Bible says the dogs came to lick his sores every morning. Because he couldn't afford to go to hospital in London. So he was having, his dogs were nurses. And in the morning, blood and yellow, greenish, brownish liquid comes out like with something with water, and it comes out every day. So the dogs, he will be sleeping and he wake up and he sees so many dogs, all the area dogs come to lick Lazarus' sore every day. And Lazarus was suffering and he was calling the rich man, give me some of your pizza. Pizza, chicken, chisanyama. Please, I beg you. Please.
Sino Piper not Bagaita Murombo. Why is it a saro? A gangane maronda. Ane maronda gudaro. I buda urwa. Ropa ragangari ripo. Mufumi pai pura o di da pota. Doni kurira chinyama pairara mukazaiwe chimunansa wabuka wona aiwa zakakukomberedza.
Hey!
Hey!
And one day, listen, this is what Jesus said. You see, no, you, I'm sure in Zimbabwe you have court and you have film, you film inside the court. Nobody knows what happened in heaven. Only Jesus told us. He said one day the poor man, Lazarus, he was sick from no food and ulcers. And one day he died.
Jesus akapindana nacho akarohwa nenzara zvinarohwa nenzara ndiye kudumbu ti dokufa.
And when he died, he got up for judgment. You see, when you die, when Nelson Mandela died, when Princess Diana died, when Michael Jackson died, when everybody you know, uncle died, your mother died, your father died, you rise up. So Lazarus got up, and then the Bible says angels came and surrounded him. Go and read your Bible, and escorted him to heaven. Angels.
Shinozi afa kudaro Lazaro. Ah, akauya dokutorwa nengirosi. Dzingasumuka naye kuenda kudenga. Enda unozverenga mbhaibheri rako.
Yes.
Yes.
And the rich man. He was having a good time. You know, rich men have a lot of girlfriends. Come, I need three girlfriends. One, two, three, four. Four of you, come. The rich man had, he was smoking. He had a lot of girlfriends. He was drinking whiskey. What is the local drink?
Chibuku.
Now, girlfriends, come around. You don't know how to be girlfriends. Come on. Woo! The rich man was. Wow! Woo! Hey! And one day, the rich man, he was having fun, and he had a heart attack. And he died. Girlfriends, run away. When the rich man dies, you run away to your house. But immediately after that, he got up. Go home after and read your Bible. No angel came for this rich man. Demons. There are a lot of demons. Devils.
Hey.
Oh God. Wow. And the rich man went down to hell. He went down. He disappeared into hell. Go home and read your Bible. He went down into hell. Yeah. You know?
Lord,
you may not understand why we came to Zimbabwe. The Bible says it is appointed to man once
to die.
After this, everybody will be judged. And the rich man went down. He disappeared. He disappeared. Yeah. And the rich man. Hey. He was in hell now,
huh?
Suffering. He was crying. The demons were tormenting him. The demons were tormenting this rich man. He was suffering. Where are the demons? He was in hell. Oh no! He was suffering. He was screaming in hell. Go and read your Bible. It says there's wailing, weeping in hell. And then suddenly, He saw Abraham far away. He said, Abraham. He saw Lazarus. And he shouted, Father Abraham, have mercy. Abraham said, no. If you want to hear yes, you need to give your life to God here. Because when you go to hell, there every question you ask, the answer is no. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to dip his finger into water. I need just one drop to cool my tongue. All Zimbabwe prisons are hotels compared to hell. I'm telling you. They are 5-star hotels. Every prison in Zimbabwe is a 5-star hotel because there is water flowing in the prison. But there is a place where they are praying for just one drop of water. Just a drop. Give me one drop. I'm dying. I beg you. If your father, you could hear your friend calling tonight. Listen to what they are saying.
Tere raka. Ma chere mu Zimbabwe. Kana tapu yenza nisanekena. Ah, I hotela chaitu. Nekuti kune mvura inoere. Kune chipo. Yekuti vanhu vari kukumbira kuti don't worry merchant. Don't worry merchant. Tapota don't worry merchant.
And then Abraham said, no, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, and now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, there is a great gulf fixed betwixt here and there, so that they that would pass from hence cannot, and they that would pass from thence cannot.
Abraham akati kwete, rangarira paupenyu, zvandaka zvakakunakira, asi Lazaro uchitambura, zvinochirangarira chinhu ichi, kuti kunyangwe pawave, patova nemukaha, wekuti vari mhiri ino, havayambukire iriyo, vanogarako, hapana shira.
Then suddenly,
chiriporipocho.
The rich man, you see, there is, at least we know there is one rich man. The rich man became an evangelist in hell. He said, send Lazarus to go and talk to my 5 brothers in Harare. Talk to my brothers in Chitungwiza. I have 5 brothers. They are just like me. I know they will come here too. Send Lazarus. And Abraham said, no. No, 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 no to everything. No, no.
Doku shanduka, vamfumiwa doku vamfangeri wekukeka. Chikanzi chitumira Lazaro, aende kuwakoma langu vashanu. Vari Harare nechitungwiza. Ndino vaziva vakaita seni, vakaoma musoro, havatendi. Chikanzi naAbrahamu kwete, bodo, bodo, bodo.
Then Abraham said, they have the prophets. Let them hear them. You see prophets? You are supposed to preach about hell and heaven. And most of the prophets are preaching about money and riches instead of preaching about heaven and hell.
dambudziko raita vaprofita vamazuva ano vari kuti takara simba nekuparidza pfuma nemari vachisiya nhau yekuenda nedenga.
Listen to me, my friend. It is appointed unto man. You see, what I showed you tonight, it will happen to everybody here. You will either go up like Lazarus or you will go down like the rich man. And you don't go to hell because you are rich, because Abraham was also a rich man. Abraham was very rich, the Bible says. So Abraham was a rich man in heaven, and the rich man was a rich man in hell. So you don't go to hell because you are rich. You go to hell because you've forgotten about God. Tonight, listen very carefully. You will not be able to say, but I did not know. Because you are here. You can see me. Look at my hand. Jesus sent me to call you. Come to him. Come to the cross. Bow your knee now to God. Every knee shall bow. Some will bow too late. But every knee will bow. Tonight I want to ask you, are you ready for your judgment? If Jesus calls you tomorrow, will you be ready? It's your name in the book of life. Are your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus? You know, when I heard of Jesus, I gave him my life. Oh yes. And that's why I came here. I came to warn you. To turn away from your sins. I came to warn you. Stop fooling around with God. God is not a fool. God is not a fool. God is not a fool. He can fool men, but you can't fool God. He's calling you to repent from your lies, your wickedness, your murders, your stealing. Turn away from your sins and come to Jesus. There is no way to heaven except through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody, no one can go to the Father unless he comes through me. These are the words of Jesus. Tonight, when I was 16 years old, I gave my life to him. I have never regretted. One day, you will hear that I am dead. Or I will hear that you are dead. What we don't know is that immediately after judgment, you must answer. You must go to court. What will you say? There's only one thing you can say. Jesus. Your blood. This is all I have. I believe in you. I receive your blood. I cannot go to heaven because I'm a pastor. I go to heaven for the same reason as you and me. The blood of Jesus is flowing tonight from Calvary. Without the shedding of blood, nobody can be forgiven. That's why Jesus died for you. He died for me. Look at the blood pouring on my head now. Look. Yes. Wash my sins away. Tonight, Jesus wants to pour his blood on you and wash away your sins. And you are going to escape from the devil. How many want to escape from the devil? Ah! When Pharaoh did not want to let the people go, God told Moses, tomorrow I have one last thing. After this, he will let you go. One last thing. Tomorrow, you will slaughter a lamb. And I will place the blood over your house. And then when I see the blood, I will pass over. One more thing. And the devil will let you go. Tonight, if you receive this blood, Satan will let you go. Demons will let you go. When he sees the blood, they have no choice than to let you go. Tonight, open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and turn around. Chitungwiza will be different because of the blood of Jesus Christ. How many are ready to receive the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins? Stand up on your feet and lift your hand if you want to receive the blood of Jesus right now. Don't look at anybody. Don't talk to anybody. Don't walk around. It is very important. Tonight, it is appointed to man once to die. After that, by all means, judgment. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away now, then lift your hand up like this. Everywhere in this place, and say this prayer right now. Lift your two hands actually and say this prayer now. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. Oh Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I have done many, many bad things. Please forgive me for my lies, my wickedness, my jealousy, all my sins. I am sorry. Please forgive me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I open my heart. Say, I open my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Change my life from tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus. My name is, mention your name. My name is, please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name. I lift up my hands and I surrender my life. I surrender my heart. I surrender my soul to you, Jesus. Take my life. From tonight, I am your servant. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. You have saved me from hell by your blood. I thank you, Jesus Christ, for loving me and saving me. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now lift your, point your finger just like this. Say after me, Satan. Satan.
Satan.
Listen carefully. From tonight, I will not follow you again. Satan. In the name of Jesus, I reject you. I rebuke you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I curse you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus, I am free from you by the blood of Jesus. Now lift your hands like this. Say, thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. For your blood. Your blood has set me free. Tonight, I am saved. I thank you. I will serve you. I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. I love you, Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Now listen. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. I want to, you see, many of us don't know that God can look after us. I want you to make an agreement with God today. How many are ready to make an agreement with God today? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added. I want to lead you to make this covenant with God today. God is going to prosper you greatly in Chitungwiza. God is going to look after you. If you seek him first, put your hand on your heart and pray. Now tell God, from today, I am your servant. I will seek you first, and all things shall be added. This is my promise. This is my promise. I will seek you, and you will add all things to me. Pray, pray. Everybody pray now. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a new covenant, Lord. Thank you for a new covenant, Jesus. Thank you for a new covenant. Thank you for a new agreement. Oh, Ramana Mamanda Rababanda Rababa. Hey, Lamama Shanda Rababanda. Hey, Kabayanda Rababa. Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Now lift your hand and thank God. Thank God that you are from today. You are his servant in Chitungwiza. You are a servant of God in Chitungwiza. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Satan, Madimoni. Mwesei non tere. Dino kurambai. Dino kutukai. Dino kutzingai. Nesi terajes. Dino ita sungano. Yefu na matamari. Mungari mpenyu. Nesi teracheso. Mwari, dilo mama wangu, wacha nishengeta, uye nishava namata, nekuzinga pe. Hallelujah!
Now, Chitungwiza, everybody here is going to go to church on Sunday and serve God in a genuine way. Amen. Put your hand wherever your sickness is right now. No one should move at this moment. This is the holy moment. God's power is here for healing and deliverance from evil right now. Devils are coming out, are dropping to the ground as I'm speaking. Demonic power is broken. In Jesus' name, Jesus met a blind man, Bartimaeus, and he shouted, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus had mercy on him. Tonight, Jesus is having mercy on you. Wherever your sickness is, put your hand there right now. Whatever problem you have, God's power is touching you right now. Father, I thank you for mighty miracles. Everybody standing, please. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Everybody stand. Receive your miracle right now. Jesus. Thank you. Receive it. Maybe you couldn't walk. Something is happening in your body now. You couldn't see. God's power is touching your eyes right now. Receive it. Receive it now. You couldn't hear. Your ears are opening. Lump and cancers are going. Any sickness which has no solution, the power of the Holy Ghost is solving the unsolvable tonight. By the anointing, the yoke is broken. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Anybody who is being harassed by devils, put your hand on your head right now. Satan, I dismiss you. I discharge you. And I eject you out of the people. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Receive the power of God right now. Every harassing and tormenting spirit is cast out in Jesus' name. You are free right now. Thank you, Father. Power is moving in this place right now. Receive it everywhere, 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 everywhere. Something is happening. Power of God is flowing. Jesus. Thank you for your power in this place. Now everybody lift your hand and thank God. Thank God everywhere, everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody falling down screaming to me in the front here, quickly. Yes. 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 Miracles. 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 You are the Lord that healeth me tonight, Jesus. You are the Lord. You are. Right now,
yes.
Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it right now. Anything you couldn't do, rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. You couldn't see. Open your eyes right now. You couldn't hear. Something is happening. Satan, I bind you now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. In Jesus' name. Wherever you are, check yourself. Whatever God has done for you, maybe you had a pain. The pain is gone. Whatever. If God has touched you tonight, not that you believe He will do it in the future, but right now, you can see that something has happened. Power of God has touched you. Then lift up your hand like this. Now, if God has touched you tonight, come to the front here. Come quickly. Quickly. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, come from the back. Maybe you couldn't see. Maybe you had a pain. But God has touched you. Come. Many people are falling to the ground. That's the power of God. Bring them to me in the front. Bring them to me in the front. Many things are happening. Many things are happening. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, come. Watch out. Watch out. Power of God is here. Something is happening. Quickly. Quickly, wherever you are. Somebody here, you are in pain. You are in pain. God has touched you. You couldn't see. Now you can see. Come. Quickly. Interpreters. We need interpreters. Wherever you are. Come. Satan, your power is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. If God has touched you, now nobody should leave. I'm going to pray. Nobody should leave at the back. I'm going to pray the final blessing for Chitungwiza, and you must be here for that prayer. You must be here for that. That's the final prayer. If God has touched you, come. Look, if you are here, you couldn't see. Now you can see. Lift your hand. There are many miracles tonight. Many people are healed. Come quickly, quickly. I want to take your testimony and I want to pray for you. There are many miracles. There are many miracles. That is a blessing. Now, I'm going to pray for you again. This is not the final prayer. I'm going to pray the final prayer, but lay your hand on your chest, everybody. You couldn't see, but you can now see. Lift your hand over here. Lift your hand. Tell them. Lift it high. So that they can come. Show them the way to the front. There are so many miracles tonight. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Help them to come nearer to the stairs. Now put your hand on your. I want to pray for you. The angel of peace is here. God is giving you peace in the midst of trouble. God's power is giving you peace. Father,
Baba,
thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus. For Chitungwiza, the angel of peace is positioned here. In Jesus' name, receive peace, receive help in your family, in your house, whatever is in your life that is a source of concern, whatever represents a problem, in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God brings peace into your life right now. Receive the help of God. I pray for you now. Father, I pray for the people. Touch their lives. Whatever represents a problem by their families, their children, their husbands, their wives, oh God, their jobs, whatever is a source of turmoil, in the name of Jesus, receive the peace of God into your life. Receive the help of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and welcome God to intervene in every situation in your life. From today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is not the final prayer. I'm going to pray. No one should leave. I'm going to pray for every, the last prayer for Chitungwiza. Olivia, what is happening here?
Evangelist. Fantastic miracles are happening. And this miracle, Evangelist, happened before you came.
Wow.
It's just too much. She had a problem with her heart. The doctor says the left ventricle is no more working. So she could not sleep. She could not lie down. She had fluid in the lungs also. Set up every day, put up her legs to be able to sleep.
Wow.
Evangelist, she had a dream. In that dream, you came, put her on this stage. You cut her open from top to this place. Someone who had taken indefinite leave, sick leave. Immediately the following day, she was all right.
Wow.
She went back to the office. To the amazement of everybody.
Wow.
These are her scans. She's done so many scans. And God has done this miracle.
God has touched you?
Yeah, on the 13th of November.
When?
13th of November.
13.
When the banners were put along Chitungwiza Road.
Let her finish.
So, I was brought here in a stretcher. I couldn't sit. I couldn't lie down. My legs were being elevated. So I saw a lady.
You were brought here in a stretcher.
Yes.
When?
It was in the dream.
In the dream, okay.
Yes. And I saw a lady whom I thought it was your wife. She dipped her three fingers in anointing oil. She touched my forehead. And then she said, "Mercy, you are being healed." And by doing so, I saw her hand cutting my chest for about 15 centimeters. And she said, "Your heart is repaired. If you are not well, I will come and visit you again." So from that day, it was Friday the 13th, I started walking. And I even went to my rural to see my parents.
You could not walk.
I could not walk. I could not walk.
Listen. Yes. You could not do what?
I could not walk or lie down.
You could not lie down?
Yes.
Left ventricular failure.
Yes.
She couldn't lie down.
Yes.
When you have a failure of the left side of the heart, you can't lie flat. You have to come up. Because as soon as you lie down, you can't breathe and you can't live.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and they always measure you something on the neck, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
But now I can wash clothes, I can cook, I can walk. Yes. And I said to my husband, I want to go for the march for Jesus. But he said, you can't do it because you are still weak. And I said, I'll be there. And really on the 26th, I walked from Unity C to this place with my 2 feet.
Wow.
Amazing.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty, mighty clap of praise?
Amen.
The power of God is real. This is heart failure. God touched her. None of us touched her. The Holy Spirit touched her. Wow. Himself, and look at her standing here. Amen. I said, left ventricular, you lie down with your bed like this. That's why hospital bed can go up or down. Yeah, so you can't lie back. You just die. And you have to lift your leg.
Yes.
Isn't it? You also lift your leg. And look at her. Walk. Come on, let's see. Walk around.
Wow.
She went on the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now listen. Before the choir comes here, give me one bucket. How many of you know that Healing Jesus campaign is a blessing and is bringing a great blessing? I am going to ask you what I ask. Sometimes, not everywhere, but sometimes, I want to ask you to buy fuel, petrol, for the convoy of trucks and cars. We have traveled all over Zimbabwe, and I want you to say, tonight, God touched my life. I'm going to buy fuel, because we are continuing from here, Harare, to Bindura and other places, and you want to buy fuel, 10 liters, 100 liters, or you want to fill the tank for us. It's a seed. So you can plant a seed in this bucket. Everybody, God will touch your life. And as you move Healing Jesus convoy to the next place, God will take your life and move your life to the next place as well. How many believe that it's a great thing? Bait Bridge, when we were in Bait Bridge, they are the ones who gave the most to buy fuel in all the crusades that we have had. And I believe Chitungwiza will do better than Bait Bridge. Bait Bridge cannot compare itself with Chitungwiza. Is it not true?
Bait Bridge, inga tikunde, tiku zoti la mafuta montikara, ne mozi tatili kuchikara.
So whilst we are taking these few testimonies, if you are here and God touched your heart, when we were in one town, somebody just bought fuel to fill all the trucks. It's a blessing to you. You can come and put it in this basket. We are just going to leave it here for 5 minutes or 10 minutes in front here. And then after that, it's a blessing for you. So if God touches your heart, do it. You can give us fuel. We prefer the petrol to money. We don't want money. Even the petrol is better.
Yeah.
We prefer. So if you have, but if you don't have, you can give the money. It is a blessing to you. Right here. This basket is right here. God will bless you. Amen. What is happening?
Evangelists.
So if you want to give, you come right now. and just drop it in there.
The power of God has healed this woman's feet.
What happened to her?
For 2 years.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. The feet, what is this, doctor?
Under the feet, plantar fasciitis.
What?
Bilateral plantar fasciitis.
Wow.
Pain in both feet. She could hardly walk, as well as pain here. But that pain is gone tonight.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering tonight. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady had several issues, but the main thing is that both breasts had hard lumps in them.
Wow.
Very hard lumps. She said, she described it like bone. And yesterday, after the service, she went home and she believed God that she would be healed. This morning she woke up, the lumps have disappeared.
Wow.
The lumps have disappeared. And not only that, she has also been healed of back pain.
But let's do just this one. Is it true, your breast?
I'm talking very true. Because the time you were moving up and down, I was there. Distance is not a barrier. I was there. And I was talking with God that about my breast. There's a ball inside of my breast. But I was talking with Jesus, and I was talking with him to get healed. So early in the morning, I touched my breast, then I can't get them. So
the
bones disappear.
Wow!
Now, yes, but no pain, no what. Legs, I was...
Broken. Doctor, what is this? A hard lump in
bone? Yes,
body.
Yes.
BDR.
I thought it's a cancer.
Yes.
But you know, now it's no pain, no what.
How old are you, Mama? How old?
Today, 6 years.
60?
Yes.
What is a hard lump, doctor?
Hard lumps in the breast is likely from cancer. Hard.
When it's hard.
Hard.
When the lump, there like are different bone. Types of lumps. But when it is hard, then it is usually cancer. But when there's the type that's not so hard, it is firm. Well, we call it firm. But when it's hard, it's cancer. And no pain.
Yes.
And no lump.
And backbone. Last year.
God has done a wonder. I'm very interested in the breast because it is fantastic.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
And I kneel down.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whoever is packing the chairs, don't pack the chairs. Who is asking you to pack the chair? Don't pack the chairs now, please. Olivia, what is this?
Bleeding continually for 4 months, evangelist. She's been bleeding for 4 months. After the prayer, the bleeding has ceased.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened?
Then go bleed and she say one bere kondaga koma guys chiram.
What did she say?
I was just bleeding for a long time. I tried so many people to help me and I was miscarrying as well.
Wow. And is the bleeding stopped?
Yes.
Give the Lord a mic. This is like the woman with the issue of blood. 12 years she was bleeding and suddenly the bleeding stopped. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Doctor, what is this?
God has healed this woman's knee. She could not bend her right knee.
Is it true?
Is it true? Since last year, December, I didn't have to take it. All right. Kuba last year, December, the 2 year quite a roof for women owning in all. The guy in the Singapore, in the Macumbo, the nature of Tengas of South Africa. As the magic of the Papo, and Singapore,
What a blessing.
I didn't do anything this year, the whole year. Couldn't you walk?
Couldn't walk.
The time I dropped the text there, I was with another woman. I said, touch me, because I can't walk. I get here, touched by another woman. So I thank God I can do so. I didn't do so. Even wow. I don't know. My child are here.
You don't know what?
I'm secure.
You don't know what?
I don't know my children are here. I don't know whether they are here.
Are your children? What are your children's names?
My Maruwa. Precious.
Precious. Look at your mother. Look at your mother walking. Father, thank you for your power. This is so beautiful, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Olivia, what is happening?
Fibroids for 4 years, evangelist, with extreme pain and hardness in the belly. And the pain has disappeared. The belly is also now soft.
Could you feel it here?
Yes, I was feeling it. But now it's gone.
Press it and see where you were feeling before. Right there, and you can't feel it anymore.
No, I can't feel a thing.
Fibroid, you feel it when you touch the stomach like this. You touch it, you feel it right there like that. It's like an orange inside your stomach, or a potato inside your stomach. You touch it, and you can't feel it anymore.
I can't feel it anymore.
Fibroids disappear tonight by the power of God.
Oh, yes. And it's his
power. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this young lady had a lump in her right breast. After the prayer tonight, the lump has disappeared.
Did you examine her?
I examined her. There's no lump.
Wow, this is a medical doctor from Memphis, United States. She came here just to examine people. Wow. You examine her.
I examine her, evangelist.
And who told you had a lump in your breast?
Wow.
The lamp is disappeared tonight. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. She's crying. The power of God has touched her. Every lady, lay your hands on your breast. Let me pray for all breasts. All breasts. Father, let your power cover every breast for today and tomorrow and next year and the years to come. We block cancer, we block breast disease, we block death through diseases of every breast in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, you see this woman like that? 24 years, she's not stood like this and walked without this.
Wow.
24 years.
Mama, is it true?
From there, yanga chingora machikondirwa dza kusvika iye zvino kufamba kwacho hanchakwanisa kufamba kusvika nemadziso manje nezuro raiteta sekuti riri kuda kubuda ziso rangu but iye zvino ndiri kuona.
She's healed tonight.
She's healed. She had arthritis.
Yes, you can see her bones is deformed.
Oh,
yes, you can see this arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. You can see. Walk, let's go, my dear.
Evangelist, this girl is a mental patient. This is the mother. She has always needed injections to be calm. She was very violent even before she came here.
Mm.
But the mother says, as soon as she set foot here on the ground, she became calm and has stayed calm throughout the campaign, and she believes the power of God has started.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 16 years at Barrazino, no Kupunzamuzio, Asinga Kwasekubatika Tashetamusunga, Prasatakamisa, we screen door. But Vandasu, Yanayakuno, Angaraku, Tisa, and Babatuanema Asha. But Vandasu Karanayaka, Shigran Tures, and Nakusu Tisa. Sandukun to airports, and I am right.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus, for your power, yes. Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes.
Wahambanati, oh Wahambanati, oh Wahambanati, Siaboga.
Bidia, what is happening?
This lady experienced something wonderful. In 2009, she had surgery for something called rectal prolapse.
Prolapse.
After that, she says, every time she sits on a hard surface and she goes to the bathroom, she bleeds. But today, she sat throughout the pastor's conference, went home, and there was no bleeding.
Wow. For how long has this been, Mama?
Since 2009. 2009. Yes.
Rectal prolapse means that your anus and your rectum comes out. It comes out of your body. It comes out. So they have to do an operation to push it back and sew it. So that it doesn't come out again.
They actually thought it was cancer.
Huh?
The doctors suspected that it was cancer.
Oh.
Yes.
And she, every time she sits down, she has blood.
Yes.
But since when?
She said this morning, she sat throughout.
Was she healed yesterday?
She was healed this morning at the pastor's conference.
Ah.
She just, so as throughout the pastor's conference, she was expecting
there will be blood.
But there was nothing.
No blood tonight. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Satan, your power is finished in Jesus' name. Listen, many people don't know that one day you will need a miracle.
Yeah.
There are many things you don't know exist. Doctor, what is this?
Our daddy couldn't see well, but the power of God touched his eyes. Tell us.
My left eye was about 50% of the right one.
And now?
Now it's quite bright.
It's bright. Yeah. Close the other one. Close the good one. Close this with your hand. With your hand. Can you see?
Yes.
You can see.
One.
Is it clear?
It's quite clear.
Quite clear.
Quite clear.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering this time. Open in Jesus' name. Wow. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she could not walk for 4 years. 4 years. Paralyzed for 4 years.
Look at her walking. Look at her walking. Come on now. Come on. This.
Evangelist, they brought this woman like
put it,
this.
Put it in the middle. Yeah.
She
put
has
it middle.
Put in the middle. Bring it.
She
came lying down. Because in the house, that's how it is.
Who is this?
This is the first time she's sitting.
happened.
First time she's sitting.
Wow.
She can't sit. She lies down. So they brought the blanket. In fact, they carried her in the blanket.
They carried her in the blanket. Her.
Some people were holding there. Some people were holding that
wow.
side. Carried her.
And this is the first time. Since when?
Since last year, August, when she came from a psychiatric home.
This is the first time she's sitting down.
Yes, please. She couldn't sit even. Visitors were came to look after her or even to see her. Even our church members who used to come home, they even see her almost every day asleep on the sofa. It was yesterday during the night when I decided to come here. Mr. Sunday, our neighbor, really helped me a lot yesterday. He gave me transport to come here. And the lady pastor said she should come early in the morning today. I was asleep by 7 o'clock when she was supposed to be here. Why? You can ask that question. I really could not come because I had no transport. To come here from Unity K, it's $5 for the private cars. So I could not come. A friend, Senten, came to my place and said, Bute, why are you asleep? And I said, I cannot go with my mother there. Why don't you have transport?
So what happened to her?
She went and told Mr. Sunday that I had no transport. He said, you are late. May you please...
And what happened to her?
She is now able to sit, which she could not do since last year, August. I'm happy.
Wow.
Isho kwadie. Isho kwadie.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Isho kwadie.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Amazing. Strength in the name of Jesus.
Evangelist,
yes, BDR.
Evangelist, this lady was in that accident you described during your...
The one over here?
Yes. And when she came here, she still decided to come for the service. And when she came, she had back pain. She couldn't lift her.
Were you in the accident?
Yes.
Yes.
What happened?
I was hit by a car when I was about to cross the road alongside Samora Marshall and Corner First. And the car was supposed to stop. The robot was green. So I was supposed to cross the road. The car didn't stop and hit me, and the owner of the car ran away, and then people from the street come and pick me up, and they put me aside, and I was fainted. So after that, after 20 minutes, I wake up, and I told them I want to go home, and they said, in this situation, I told them, yes, I must first go home, and they will take me to the clinic. So when I came home, I thought it was nothing because it was not too much painful. But when I came home, it was worse. I was now feeling the pain at my back and my right-hand side. So my mother told me
that... So you came here?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I was not walking. I told my mom that I am going to walk slowly until I reach that place. I want to go to the... HJC, and then I came here with my little wow. brothers. They walk with me here.
And when, is the pain gone?
Yes. And when I came here, I was just sitting. I was not able to stand or do anything. But when you said, stand up and take your healing, I stand up and I touched my back and I touched my hand. I was healed. I thank God for that. I was not doing like this. Now I am doing it.
Wow. Mm. This lady was in the accident. What? Where so many dead bodies on the roadside when we were coming. Yes. And God caused her to escape. They put her by the roadside for 20 minutes. And she woke up. She came in a lot of pain. And the pain is gone. And she's walking. The pain is gone.
Walking. Yes, the pain is gone. I thank God. Thank
Father, thank you for deliverance and thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. All those who want to give fuel money, we have the basket here, but I think you can move it.
This lady had severe lower abdominal pain. Mm. It disappeared tonight.
Wow.
As you prayed.
Thank you, Jesus, for pain that is gone. Strength.
Crowds blind the narrow street.
So many miracles tonight. Come on, let's pray.
To see
your healing tonight.
This man from Galilee.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Jesus, let them come. Two lines. Two lines. My God. Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He speaks his Father's word, for he comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
There's hope in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who
comes
in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My God.
And when my plans are fallen through.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Just to depend on you.
Depend on you.
And the power of your name.
And the power of your name.
Jesus, thank you for your miracles tonight.
And
my God, my God, my God, my God. Mando Santo Bonjendel Mekebele Mekebele. Render Verde Bele Boshum. Jesus.
When we come
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Receive your healing.
Thank you, Lord. Mandola makabara la madolo muda baliba la bara la bala. Two lines, two lines, two lines. Two lines, fast and slow.
It's out of me.
And when my strength is nearly gone.
When there's nothing left to do.
Nothing left to do.
But to depend on you, Jesus.
But just depend on you.
Yes. And the power
and
of your name.
And as we call upon your name,
have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy.
We can go.
My God. My God. Show mercy, Lord. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. In the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
The name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
There's hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
You do miracles.
Blessed is he.
Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the honor.
And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we lift your holy name.
But you are great.
You are great.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Jesus.
There is
no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you.
There's no one else like you.
There is no one else like you.
You deserve the glory.
The glory.
Jesus.
The honor.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Thanks for your power, Lord. Thanks for your mercy, Lord.
Lord, we lift our
thanks for your power
that's
working.
As we mando
kalambare le donje na malambare. Thanks, Jesus.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Jesus, thanks for your mercy.
There is no one else like you. For you are great.
Jesus.
You do miracles.
Father,
there
show
is
mercy.
No one else
thank you
like
for
you.
Mercy,
there is no one else, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Mando kabalala. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There is